The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Pleasure to welcome back to the programme Tina McKenzie. She is now the CEO of what was Grafton Recruitment, the HR firm, one of the largest in the country. It's now called Staffline Recruitment Ireland. She's also the chairperson of the Federation of Small Businesses. And before we talk to her about what deadline passed yesterday with Brexit and how COVID is impacting on the economy and the uncertainty, tell us, welcome to the programme, tell us first of all, what's the difference between Staffline Recruitment and Grafton Recruitment?
Not a lot, actually, Ivan, and it's nice to speak to you again. Staffline actually acquired, Staffline's been the parent company for 2 years. So Staffline in the UK acquired Grafton 2 years ago, and we stayed with the Grafton name for the 2 years. I think we wanted to, I guess, streamline the business. COVID's the perfect time to do that. Although COVID's a difficult time, it's also an opportune time for business. So we saw that combining with Staffline in the UK just meant that we could take advantage of more of the investment around our digital platforms, etc. So it gives our customers more in the front line. So altogether, it means we're one of the largest employers across these islands.
So you have 10 offices across Ireland?
Yes, at the minute. And we're opening, we're just doing a launch of Dundalk and Galway in the next 2-3 weeks. So there are new offices where we're investing.
Now, today marks the final day that the UK government could have requested an extension to the transition period. They haven't. What are we facing? Mm-hmm. What is Northern Ireland facing after the backstop agreement?
Well, I think it's a difficult time for Northern Ireland and also for the island. I think what we're getting is typical negotiation behaviour. It doesn't surprise me. I think what's going to happen is we're going to hear a lot of scare stories. And I think Northern Ireland is sometimes used on the negotiation table, not very nice for us, but it's used in a way in order that if the UK doesn't get the trade deal that it wants, Northern Ireland is usually somewhere in the sacrifice in terms of the Good Friday Agreement and the Northern Ireland Protocol. So it's not a surprise. It's part of it. It's like fisheries and everything else. Everything's on the table to help the negotiation for the UK trade deal. And I think we're just going to hear, it's going to go to, again, probably November, December, before we actually get the details of a deal. But it's in both parties. It's both for the EU and the UK, and especially the island of Ireland. It's in all their interest to get a deal, especially post-COVID.
But that unknown deal, and if it is a deal, mm-hmm. will be between the UK and Europe. What's going to happen at Belfast Port between Larne and Stranraer, for example?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, you may have already read that they're already purchasing extra land. They're already working away and looking at Moran Point for extra land as well. I mean, there's an opportunity. Boris Johnson's put out a consultation on free ports, and he's going to introduce, I think, 9 to 10 across the UK. And we're trying to encourage our ports and the airports to join up and provide different services in order that we get one proposal for the whole of Northern Ireland to ensure that all of our ports get an advantage. But, you know, Northern Ireland will be the point of access into GB and into ROI. So Northern Ireland does have an advantage there, but only if we can set it up in the right way. And that will be good for the Republic of Ireland and exports as well, especially if we have some sort of a free port agreed in advance.
So what's the most favourable option that you're holding out for?
Well, I would like Northern Ireland to be listed as an enhanced economic zone, which means that it gets certain benefits, which means that the trade going from the Republic of Ireland can flow freely through Northern Ireland into GB, and the trade from GB can flow freely from Great Britain through Northern Ireland into Republic of Ireland tariff-free. That's what we would like, and that's what we're aiming for with this enhanced economic zone. And it can be done. It's going to be very difficult and very technical, but like most things, when COVID came along, most of us thought we couldn't come up with solutions. And it's amazing, and even our governments in Britain and in Ireland, it's amazing how quickly we can all move when we have to. So I'm hoping that we get some sort of enhanced economic zone to help both of those economies.
What about COVID and Northern Ireland? I was looking, you know, as I do each day at the figures, and your number of deaths have actually been quite impressively low, and new cases restricted, you know, because we think, oh, the UK, you know what I mean, that they kept everything open and they were too late to close down. What is everything reopened? Is every hairdressing salon? Is it pubs open?
No.
Where are you now?
No. Restaurants, we're slightly behind you. I think restaurants don't open until Friday. And we haven't got hairdressers or anything opened yet. They'll be in the next stage. Hotels will be able to take bookings from Friday, but you won't be able to go to a spa. You know, there's various other restrictions on. So there's still a lot of restrictions. I think that, you know, looking north to south, I think that your government handled it well. I think the executive here handled it well. I think in GB, they've got a whole multitude of problems, and their statistics are not good. But we've also got to remember that in Ireland as a whole, you know, we actually, in terms of population to land space, you know, our population outside of Belfast and Dublin and Galway and Cork, it's pretty spread. So, you know, and that really impacts in terms of how that virus can spread around. So it's not just because of our government's being more cautious. It's also because of, I guess, the land spread and population spread in Ireland. We're lucky in that way.
But there is no doubting it is, on top of Brexit, another body blow to the six-county economy.
It certainly is. Now, we know that we have a thing up here called furlough, which is basically where the government have been covering the salaries of people that aren't in work, up to 80%. That ends essentially at the end of July. You can go on for August, but then come September, it starts to ratchet right down. We know that most employers now in July and August are going to start the redundancy processes, and a lot of them already have. So the big, big problem for Northern Ireland is, as you know, in the 70s and 80s, our unemployment was absolutely sky high. And we're looking at, unless we do something, and there's plenty of initiatives going on in terms of the economy, but unless we do something major to steady the ship, it looks like the unemployment could go anywhere, 60 to 100,000, which would be just devastating.
Desperate.
Never mind Brexit, you know.
All right. My thanks to Tina McKenzie now.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.